That was all anybody'd talk about a while back. Then he remembered that Orley's report was supposed to come in yesterday, about the time Crydike was heard. Ah, then Tom was probably successful at whatever it was he was doing, and nobody bothered to tell me. Or maybe somebody did, and I wasn't listening again. Anyway, I'm sure he got everything squared away with the ETs. About time, too. Damn nuisance being hunted all over the galaxy, forced to fill the ship with water. Metz's number appeared on the intercom. The line was ringing. It was a shame about Crydike. He was awfully stiff and serious for a Finn, and not always reasonable. But Charlie couldn't bring himself to feel happy to have him out of the way. In fact, it gave him a queer sensation in his stomach whenever he thought about the captain being removed from the picture. Then don't think about it. Geez, when has it ever paid to worry?
Ah, Dr. Metz, did I catch you as you were going out? I was wondering, could we have a talk together soon? Later this afternoon? Good. Yes, I do have a very small favor to ask.
Chapter 39 Mackinay. A physician must be part intellectual and part alchemist, part sleuth and part shaman, Mackinay thought. But in medical school they never told her she might have to be a soldier and politician as well. Mackinay had trouble keeping a dignified demeanor. In fact, she felt on the verge of insubordination. Her tail crashed to the water's surface, sending spray over the canals of sickbay.
I tell you, I can't operate alone. My aides haven't the skill to assist me. I must talk to Gillian Baskin.
With one eye lazily lifted above the waterline, one harness arm holding a channel stanchion, Takata Jim glanced at Ignacio Metz. The human returned an expression of great patience. They had expected this sort of reaction from the ship's surgeon.
I'm sure you underrate your skill, doctor, Takata Jim suggested.
So you're a surgeon now? I need your opinion. Let me talk to Gillian.
Metz spoke placatingly.
Doctor, Lieutenant Takata Jim has just explained that there are military reasons for the partial communications blackout. Data from the detection buoys appears to indicate a psi leak somewhere within 100 kilometers of this spot. Either the crew working under Hikahi and Suesi or the people at the island are responsible. Until we trace the leak...
You are acting on the basis of information from a buoy? It was a defective buoy that almost killed Crydike.
Metz frowned. He wasn't used to being interrupted by dolphins. He noted that Mackinay was quite agitated. Too agitated, in fact, to speak with the Anglic diction a Finn in her position should use. This was certainly data for his files, as was her belligerent attitude.
That was a different buoy, physician Mackinay. Remember, we have 3 on station. Besides, we aren't claiming the leak is necessarily real, only that we must treat it as real until proven otherwise.
But the blackout isn't total. I hear that Chimpanzee is still getting his icky damned robot data. So why won't you let me talk to Dr. Baskin?
Metz wanted to curse. He had asked Charles Dart to keep quiet about that. Damn the necessity to keep the chimp placated.
We are eliminating the possibilities one at a time, Takata Jim tried to soothe Mackinay.
At the same time, he assumed a head-down forward stance, dominant assertive body language.
As soon as those in contact with Charles Dart, the young humans Iwashika and Sudman, and the poet Shout, have been eliminated as possible leaks, Then we will contact Dr. Baskin. Surely you see that she is less likely to be the one carelessly leaking psi energy than these others, so we must check them first. Metz's eyebrows rose slightly. Bravo! The excuse wouldn't hold up under close scrutiny, of course, but it had a flavor of reasonability. All they needed was a little time. If this kept McEnany quiet for just another couple of days, that should be enough. Takata Jim apparently noticed something of Mess's approval. Encouraged, he grew more assertive. Now, enough delaying, Doctor. We came down here to find out about the captain's condition. If he's unable to resume his duties, a new commanding officer must be selected. We're in a crisis and cannot put up with delays. If this was meant to intimidate, it had the opposite effect. McEnany's tail churned. Her head rose out of the water. She turned one narrowed eye to the male dolphin and chattered in sarcastic verse. I'd thought that you had misremembered duty's orders. How nice to note I had mistaken your behavior. You'll not claim in hasty mischief captain's honors? Takata Jim's mouth opened, bearing twin V rows of rough white teeth. For a moment it seemed to Metz he would charge the small female. But McEnany acted first, leaping out of the water and landing with a splash that covered both Metz and Takata Jim. The human spluttered and slipped off the wall curb. McEnany whirled and disappeared behind a row of dark life support coffins. Takata Jim spun underwater, emitting rapid sonar clicks, seeking her out. Met seized him by the dorsal fin before he could take off after her.
Ahem!
He grabbed a wall rail. If we can put a stop to this foul temper, fin people... Dr. McEnany, will you please come back? Bad enough half the known universe wants to hunt us down. We mustn't fight among ourselves.
Takata Jim looked up and saw that Metz was earnest. The lieutenant continued to breathe heavily.
Please, McEnany, Metz called again. Let's talk like civilized folk.
They waited, and a short time later, McEnany's head emerged from between two auto docks. Her expression was no longer defiant, simply tired. Her physician's harness made tiny whirring sounds. The delicate instruments shook slightly, as if held in trembling hands. She rose, so only her blowmouth broke the surface.
I apologize, she buzzed. I know Takata Jim would not assume permanent captaincy without a vote by the ship's council.
Of course he wouldn't. This is not a military vessel. The duties of the executive officer aboard a survey ship are mostly administrative, and his succession to command must be ratified by a ship's council as soon as one can be conveniently arranged. Takata Jim is fully aware of the rules involved. Is that right, Lieutenant?
Yes.
But until then, we must accept Takata Jim's authority or have chaos. And in the meantime, Streaker must have a chain of command. That will be ambiguous until you certify that Captain Krydike can no longer function.
McEnany closed her eyes, breathing heavily.
Krydike will probably not regain consciousness without further surgery. Even then, it's chancy. The shock traveled along his neural connector socket into the brain. Most of the damaged areas are in the new zones of the cortex, where basic tertiops gray matter has been heavily uplift modified. There are lesions in regions controlling both vision and speech. The corpus callosum is seared.
McEnany's eyes reopened, but she did not appear to be looking at them. Metz nodded.
Thank you, Doctor, he said. You've told us what we need to know. I'm sorry we took so much of your time. I'm sure you're doing your best.
When she did not answer, the human slipped his oxy mask over his face and slid into the water. He motioned to Takata Jim and turned to leave.
The male dolphin clicked at Makani for a moment longer, but when she did not move, he flipped about and followed Metz toward the exit.